Pope Benedict marked the Feast of Pentecost this Sunday with the celebration of Solemn Mass. A crowd of over 100,000 filled St. Peter's Square, joining the Holy Father in marking the establishment of the Universal Church and its mission.
Today we celebrate the great solemnity of Pentecost, when the risen Lord fills the Church with the gift of His Holy Spirit to bring peace and joy to all mankind.
In his homily, the Pope, clad in red robes adorned with gold embroidered flames, spoke of the first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down with power upon Christ's apostles. So began the mission of the Church in the world, he said. Today we must model ourselves on the early Christians and proclaim the gospel to all corners of the earth, for God's people know no boundaries of race, culture, space, or time.
Ora cantiamo insieme l'antifona Regina Caeli.
In his Regina Caeli address, the Holy Father returned to the theme of mission. In Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, with the gift of the tongues, shows that his presence unites and transforms confusion to communion. The Second Vatican Council, said the Holy Father, was animated by the Holy Spirit, and one of its fruits are the many lay movements and ecclesial communities that now carry on the Church's mission throughout the world.
Tra le realtà suscitate dallo Spirito nella Chiesa, vi sono i movimenti e le comunità ecclesiali.
Quoting his predecessor John Paul II, Pope Benedict then underlined that all of the Church is one great movement, animated by the Holy Spirit. But Sunday's Mass was the second appointment in St. Peter's Square for Pope Benedict this weekend. Less than 14 hours earlier, the Holy Father had joined a cheering crowd of some 400,000 people, overflowing from the square right down through Via Conciliazione to the banks of the Tiber River for a Pentecost vigil rally.
Dear Holy Father, with all of our hearts, we thank you for inviting us to meet with you on this glorious feast of Pentecost.
They had come from the Americas, from Eastern Europe, from Africa and Asia, a colorful and enthusiastic crowd made up of members of more than 100 religious movements. As they waited to meet the Holy Father, they sang, prayed, and watched video clips of reflections given by representatives of the movements such as the Focolare, Sant'Egidio, Neocatechumens, Communion and Liberation, on how the Holy Spirit motivates their mission. Pope Benedict XVI, who desired to have this second global meeting, 8 years on from the first gathering with John Paul II, appeared shortly after 6 in the evening, passing not only through St. Peter's Square but also along Via Conciliazione in his famous open-topped Popemobile. The crowd roared. Everywhere was packed with youth, families and children, all there to meet the Pope.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, siete venuti veramente numerosi questa sera.
In his homily, the Pope encouraged those present to make their faith clear to others. He told them that those who have known something true, beautiful and good in life should run to share it around everywhere, in family and in work, in all the places of one's existence. The Pope also said religious movements want and must be schools of freedom, of true freedom. He spoke out against abuse of the body and of the earth. He spoke out against the culture of death.
Mi chiedo di essere ancora di più collaboratore nel ministero apostolico universale del Papa, aprendo le porte a Cristo.
In this world, he said, so full of false freedoms which destroy the environment and man, we want to learn together with the strength of the Holy Spirit true freedom, building schools of freedom, showing others with life that we are free and how beautiful it is to be truly free.